Andrew Brown Jr. will be remembered today at a funeral service in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Brown was the 42-year-old black man who was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies on April 21st. The shooting is under investigation by the FBI and state authorities. People who were close to Brown are also trying to make sense of his death and calling for police reform. NPR's Sarah McCammon has this story from Elizabeth City.
Those who knew Andrew Brown Jr. say he was funny, kind, and a loving father. Monique Gaddy knew him since he was a small child.
Andrew was a sweetheart. He dropped out of school, but he was very adamant about his children getting an education.
Brown grew up surrounded by a large extended family. His aunt, Lily Brown Clark, says Andy Jr., as she called him, was a playful kid who loved to tease and entertain his cousins.
Of course, he told all kinds of jokes, and some of his jokes really came out of things he was doing himself, but he could turn it around and make it something funny.
She says Brown's mother died while he was still growing up, and a relative stepped in to help raise the children. When he had his own children, Brown Clark says he was devoted to all seven of them.
I'm sure in his head he probably said to himself, if I ever have children, I'm going to be a great father. I'm going to love them. He made sure they were loved, fed, bathed, dressed, at school on time, got their homework on time. He demanded excellence in their education.
One of Brown's sons, 24-year-old Gerard Farabee, says his dad was like a best friend.
It seemed like no matter what he was going through, he kept a smile on his face. You know, you would never know. He kept a smile on his face. He loved keeping a smile on others' face. And he was very welcoming, you know. He'll give anybody his last.
Explaining their decision to send a local SWAT team to arrest Brown, Pasquotank County Sheriff's officials have pointed to his criminal record. In a Facebook video, Chief Deputy Daniel Fogg cited felony drug charges.
Mr. Brown was a convicted felon with a history of resisting arrest. Our training and our policies indicate under such circumstances, there is a high risk of danger.
Authorities have not pointed to any specific history of violent actions by Brown. The district attorney claims that on the day he was killed, Brown's car made contact with deputies as he tried to avoid arrest. Friends and family acknowledge Brown had a history of run-ins with the law, many of which were offenses like drug-related misdemeanors. But they say they can't imagine how a warrant could end in his death. Marching with protesters through Elizabeth City, Daniel Bowser said he'd known Brown for 30 years.
Nonviolent, never told a gun. That's why the community is so behind him, because they know him. A lot of people know him. He's a nonviolent person.
Bowser and others who knew Brown are demanding answers and less aggressive policing.
That was a nonviolent warrant that ended in death.
North Carolina's governor is calling for a special prosecutor to oversee all matters related to the shooting, and activists are pressing state lawmakers to pass legislation requiring officials to promptly release body camera footage after fatal encounters with law enforcement. Meanwhile, the family of Andrew Brown Jr. is mourning his death and waiting for answers. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Elizabeth City, North Carolina.